Heliga Haftarah from Rani Vesimchi. We learn this Haftarah Shabbos Chanukah and Parshas Behaloscha. I'd like to speak about a pasuk I don't think we've spoken about before. The Navi says at the end of Kapitel Beis in Zechariah, Has kol basar mipnei Adonai kinei mimoin kachoi, which means Has kol basar, let all flesh be silent. Everybody, hush, quiet. Mipnei Hashem, from before Hashem, kinei or mimoin kachoi, because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is kaviyochel awakening in his holy abode. There might have been a hester upon him, but he's awakening. So everybody be quiet. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in Sichas Musar, Maimer Chavav called Golus Hashchina, brings the Medrash Rabbah in beginning of Parshas Vayishlach. The Medrash says, David HaMelech repeatedly writes in Tehillim, Kuma Hashem. Kuma Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, awaken, awaken. The Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells David, David Bini, Afilu Matmakimeni Kama Pama, Afilu, if you continuously wake me up, you continuously try to awaken me from the Hester upon him, Aini come, I will not get up. When will it happen? The Pasuk says, Ata Okum, now I'll get up. So as a Medrash of Shimon Yoyna Omar, Ata Okum, now I should get up. Kozman Shiwishalayim Muchpeshes Be'ifer, as long as Yerushalayim is lying buried underneath ashes, it's covered. Can I wake up? I'm covered. I'm lying underneath those ashes. It's difficult to wake up, to clean myself from all those ashes. Kaviyochel afani kain. I also feel like, says Rabbeinu Shalom, I can't get up. I'm covered with ashes. Then here's the Medrash. Elo kishiyagia yisayayim shekosa boy. When the day comes, when that day comes about which it is written, hisnari me'ofar kumi shvi Yerushalayim. Wake up from the dust. Wake up. Yerushalayim, ba'oisa shah, that moment, has kol basar, mipnei Hashem, everybody will be silent before Hashem. Lama, kinei'o, mimo'ayin kachar, because Rabbi Yisrael will be waking up then. So how does this work? Finishes the Medrash, Amar of Acha, gehadot tarna golta, like a chicken or a rooster, dimina'ara agapa min kitma, it shakes off its wings from its dust. Meaning, nobody else, you can't take a chicken and shake it and its dust will go on. It will still be all over its wings. The chicken has to flap its own wings. So Rabbi Shalom says, Kaviyochel, David, you won't be able to get that dust off me. When I decide, when that day comes, Yisnari mi'ofer kumi shvi Yerushalayim, then, Haska basa b'nei Hashem, I will shake off all the ashes, all the dust, and then I will wake up. Then I will get up. Kaviyochel, then the Rabbi Shalom will reappear and the Hester Panim will come to an end. This Chazal is teaching us about Galus Hashchina, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. We are lying in Hester Panim. And what is these ashes which need to be removed? These ashes are all the different things and items which seem to disguise or block out Kavod Hashchina. I would like to give a mashal, which I think will explain very much what Rav Chaim Shmulevitz is about to say. Everybody knows that if you go outside in your city, you look up mamish in the middle of the night at the stars, maybe you could count 50 stars. If you have really good vision, you can maybe see 100, 150. But if you go to the country or to the desert, here in Eretz Yisrael, people go head down towards Mizpeh Ramon, you could see thousands of stars in the sky with a naked eye. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of stars. And what's the reason? Because the city lights block it. There's artificial lighting. It blocks out the starlight. When you get rid of the junk, you get rid of the fake light, when you have a complete cleanup from all the fake artificial light, then you're able to go along and see the real light. When you detox from all the garbage, then you're able to go along and see the real light. So, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, what are these ashes and dust which are covering over Kaviyochel Rabbeinu Shel Olam like over a rooster? This is all the noise, all the Ra'ash Gadol, which is blocking out from us from hearing the Dvar Hashem. Has kol basar mipnei Hashem. There will come a day when everything will be quiet. And then we'll be able to hear the Rabbi Shalom wake up as soon as all the other disturbances go away. A few examples from Chaim Shmulevitz. Medrash says that at the end of Parshas Yisroi, all the way at the end, the very famous Medrash. Medrash says, Amar Avavo, Amar Rabbi Yechron, Geshenosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaTorah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, Tzipor Lo Tzietz. There wasn't a chirp from a bird. Oifli Parach, the birds didn't even fly. No noise of flapping wings. Sholai Ga'a, there were no oxen making their noises. Oifan Lo Yofa Lo Yofani HaKadosh, weren't flying in Shemaim. Tzrafim Lo Yomu Kadosh, the Tzrafim didn't say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Hayam Lo Yizdaza, the waves of the sea weren't roaring, weren't shaking, weren't making their noise, the noise of the waves. Habriyas Laidibru, no people spoke. Ela Oilam Shaiseku Machrish, the world was silent. The Yosa Koyala Noichi Yudke Vavke Elikecha. V'imata Tamaz, if you're amazed about this, Hare, he says in Medrash, Elio, Kishabal the Carmel, when Elio Navi came to Carmel, to have the great revelation, the second great revelation, like Anoichi again, he gathered together all the priests of Agdazar and he told them, Kiru b'kol gadol, call out! Kilimu, you claim that your Baal is Elohim, call out to him! Masa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hidmim kala, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu once again silenced the entire world. V'hishtik al yayinim etachtayinim. V'hayo oilim sayu v'vayu ki ilahayu b'ayim. It was as if there was nothing alive in the world, not a single sound, not a bird chirping, not a wave moving. Shenemar ein koil the ein oina. It says that there was not a single sound. Valio bar Carmel. Why? Because if there will be a sound, then the Nevi'ah Baal would say, "Oh, that noise that you heard, that was the Baal answering." Al achas kam v'kamo when Hakadosh Baruch Hu spoke by Har Sinai, hishtik kol ha'olam. Yeshiyedu Rabbi Yishein chutz v'menu. What does it mean? Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Imet ha'tama. If you're shocked about this, what does it mean? If you're shocked that Hakadosh Baruch Hu could silence the world, that's what the Medrash was concerned about. No, Avadanish, the Baal Shem can do anything. If you're shocked that you need silence to hear Hashem, then let's make a Kal V'Chaymer, says the Medrash. You need silence to disprove the Nevi'ah Baal, because any noise that would happen, they would attribute it to the Baal. So Kal V'Chaymer, if you want to really hear the Rabbanim Shalom, you have to have all the other noise, all the other disturbances taken away. Because there's so many things which disturb us from hearing Dvar Hashem. So many Sveikas, so many questions. But when there's total silence, then you can hear the Rabbi Yishalom. Of course, we'll add to this the pasuk at the end of the Haftarah, second last pasuk in the Haftarah, where the pasuk says, when giving a nimshal on what the menorah is, pasuk says, Zedva Hashem was Rubava Leimor, Loi v'chayil v'loi v'choyach, kiim beruchi yom Hashem tzvokis. Not with a lot of noise. The Dva Hashem comes just beruchi without a lot of fanfare, but a lot of silence. The more silence, the more you'll hear Hashem. The more spiderdus, the more you'll hear Hashem. It's so much more comfortable for people to hear a noise. I had a roommate in Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael who told me he needs the air conditioning on even in the summer, even in the winter. He needs the noise all the time because he's from Borough Park. He said he can't sleep at night without the sirens, without the noise. He couldn't handle the yeshiva that it was so quiet outside. People are used to noise. They need noise. It's frightening to have silence. I've taken my class a number of times to Ein Chindak near Yerushalayim or to Mayan Achziv up in the north, which are caves which you go in the water. There's in the middle of the river, there's a cave that goes all the way inside. It's filled with water up to your waist. And it's pitch dark. You walk for a while in a little tunnel. And I challenge the boys to always shut the flashlights and just to be completely silent and just listen to the water. And they can't do it. They're scared. I've never, ever managed with a class to have 60 seconds of silence, maybe 1 year, to have 60 seconds of quiet. Most people are scared of being with themselves, of having silence, of complete quiet, complete darkness, of nothing else around. Can't cope with it. But that's when you hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when everything else is quiet. Haskel Basar. Lufnei Hashem. Chaim brings that when Yaakov Avinu was explaining himself to Yosef why he wants him to bring him to Barasach Pele, even though he hadn't done so with Rachel, So he gives all different types of excuses to himself. You shouldn't say it was because of the rain. Maybe it was because it was too far away. No. It was Dvar Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted because of loss of love. It was the time of Nebuchadnezzar. Why can't Yaakov just tell Yosef, Dvar Hashem? Hashem said because of this reason. Why do you have to go through all the other reasons? Says Chaim Shmulevitz, because when there's other doubts and other questions, it's hard to hear the Dvar Hashem. There's so many things which are disturbing to hear the Dvar Hashem. And that's why the Rabbi Shalom had to have the whole world quiet in order to say, Anoichi Hashem Alekacha. There shouldn't be anything else. Nothing else disturbing. And that's the dust and the ashes which are today all over the place. It's hard to hear the Dvar Hashem. There's so much other noise which is disturbing. But if it's quiet, then you're able to really hear the Dvar Hashem. He brings the Sefer HaChinuch on the mitzvah to always put wood on the Mizbeach, to always keep the fire burning. Sefer HaChinuch asks, why do you need the fire? Why do you need to put wood on? It was, Chazal say, there's a mitzvah to bring, but there was always a fire burning b'neis on the Mizbeach. So Sefer HaChinuch says, yeah, there should be Bechira. Because if you would just see the fire burning, there'll be no question that there's Rabbi Yisrael. But we're challenged by to bring noise onto the Mizbeach, to bring side effects, other things, in order that there should be free Bechira. But our job in our daily life is to try to remove all that noise and try to just see the Rabbi Yisrael. Nothing else besides the Eibishter. And again, I encourage you to take a look at this Maimer from Chaim Shalevitz, because he brings many more examples, stuff that happened in his lifetime and from other places in Chazal. Maimer Chavav, Sichas Musar, called Galus Hashchina. Let's take this pasuk in Haftarah, this pasuk Haskel Basar, and the pasuk at the end, and make it a little bit more relevant to Chanukah. You know, the Beis Yosef asked, why we have 8 days of Chanukah? Chayy, the first day there was no nace, there was enough oil. Well, Maral answers, very famous answer to Maral, that there was the nace of the Nitzachar and the Melchama, but in order to prove that the nace of the Nitzachar and Melchama was Lamal Madar Chatava, one shouldn't be mistaken in thinking that the Melchama was just won in a natural way. The Rabbi Yishlam made the nace of the Shaman to prove on the nace of the Melchama. So Maral adds it all together, it puts the two together in their mitzvah. I'd like to say on that derech, but a little bit differently, that Bnei Yisrael walked back into the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is actually referred to in Ma'isor as Devir Kachay. Devir Kachay. What's Devir Kachay? So, in the Siddur Eitz Ratfilis, and Seder Eishanis, in Leishane Eben Shesia, so it says different names for the Beis HaMikdash, and it's Devir HaMutzna. So there's a Pirush from Rashi in Ksaviyat on the Eishanis, where Rashi says, what's Devir HaMutzna? The Beis HaMikdash, Hashem Batznei Alechas HaMelikecho. Moshe for a king, says Rashi, who had a young little girl, who when she was younger, he would talk to her publicly, they would spend a lot of time together, she's a little girl. But when she got older, it wasn't so appropriate to talk to her about everybody because it's Nias. He put her into a dvir, into a private room where he's able to spend time with her. Dvir HaMutznas, says Rashi, Ayin Rashi again, see the Eitzra Tfilis, Pirish Rashi Miksaviyat on Ishanis. Nishanis, which begins with Eben Shasiya. He says, at the beginning, when we first had a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Mitzrayim, it was oisais and maivsim, very loud oisais, very loud maivsim. But eventually the Rabbi Yisrael brought us into the Dvir Kachay, the Beis HaMikdash, which is called Dvir Kachay, which is an idea of Tznius. So what are we saying? The Beis HaMikdash, the Shemen, the Menorah, which is inside, which is a very, very beautiful idea of Tznius. We know that the Yevanim tried to cancel the Tznius of Klal Yisrael, all the Xeris are made against the Bunis, and they opened up the houses, they didn't let doors be closed, like the Midrashim say. That's why there's a special celebration for the women on Chanukah, because of the Xeris they made against them. Like the Gemara says, every Bas was getting married to Baal Igam and Tchila. So, in order to be Zaycheh, to witness and to be able to experience the 7 days of the Nes, the only way that would happen is if it would be silenced before. Like we said from Chaim Shmulevitz, you cannot hear the Rabbi Shalom unless if there's silence. You get rid of all the disturbances from around and around, from a room in a room. Get rid of all those stares, all those things that are bothering you. So the first day of Chanukah is when they came back, they left the loud Melchama, and they came and they said, now let's really contemplate about what just happened. Let's let it register by going to the Beis HaMikdash. We know the Sfarim say that even though the Gemara speaks about the Nes Hashem, in Al Anisim there is no direct mention of Nes Hashem. It's not clear what that means. It doesn't say beferish anything about the Nes Hashem, because the Nes Hashem was done but Tzniyus Gedoyla, and it wasn't even necessarily known outside, like the Sfarim say. It wasn't publicized. It was a private Nes. So the first day of Chanukah, what are we celebrating? Like the Beis Yosef asked, we're celebrating that we came back to be real Yidden, to be betznius, to have silence, haskol basar, a quiet. And when there's quiet, then we're able to experience the 7 days afterwards. So why do we have the first day of Chanukah? Because we wouldn't be able to appreciate and notice the 7 days. We wouldn't even pay attention to it if we wouldn't have this previous day of silence, of being quiet, of being just with the Rabbi Shalom in silent contemplation of his bayudas. And I saw in a bunch of Sfarim, let's say, that Maccabi, you know, the Maccabim, Yudah HaMaccabi, is Rashi Tevis. Get ready for this one. Has Kol Basar Milofnei Hashem is Rashi Tevis HaMaccabi. Or Milofnei Hashem, again, our Pasuk. Has Kol Basar Milofnei Hashem Kine Orim Mem Kachoy is Rashi Tevis Maccabi. If you start from the beginning of the Pasuk, you have HaMaccabi, if you drop the first hey of Has, then you have the word Maccabi. Because this was their Metzias, the Kehanim, inside the Beis HaMikdash, with anybody seeing, that's when they had the real Avodah, they were able to connect to the Rabbi Shalom by getting rid of all the things which disturb, all that noise, all that artificial light which blocks out the light of the stars, to be able to just hear the Rabbi Shalom. If we do that, if we listen, then of course, the quieter we are, the more Sbaridus we have, we'll be able to hear the Rabbi Shalom more and more in our lives, and see the Nisim, and have a better, a more beautiful kasher with him. Wonderful Shabbos Chanukah to everybody.